for newbies to be able to go out and talk to people is great. So I think that's why you're going to enjoy this call this morning. Andy got me thinking about this call truthfully yesterday, when I was thinking about what we were going to train on this morning. And he just got me thinking about some of the people who are part-time in our businesses that became just superstars in the industry. And so, first of all, I want to remind everybody to put yourself on mute if you haven't already. Just put yourself on mute. But I wanted to start with a person that just kind of jumped out in my brain that I don't think any of you know. But her name was Renee Stewart, and she was a school teacher, and she was just incredible. She had an incredible vibe about her. It's a very similar vibe to June, for example, that when you're talking to her, you can hear the excitement and enthusiasm in her voice. And all of us have met people like that all the time. Those are the people we're looking to get involved in our business. And she was excited about being a school teacher, but she was also tremendously deflated. You know, she wasn't making enough money to make ends meet as a school teacher. She loved what she did, but she was buying all the supplies for the students in her room out of her own pocket, and she just was struggling, just making over $30,000 a year, which back at that time even was a fair income, but it was something that she was just really struggling. She just wanted to make her life better, and don't we all? And then I was thinking, by the way, she went out and she ended up generating an income that provided her over $200,000 a year. And she said it just changed her life forever in ways that we would never understand. And then I think Melinda and I appreciated so much a good friend of ours named Claire Wilcock. Again, enthusiasm, excitement, charismatic, wonderful guy, and he was a postman. And he took his job of postman to a new level. I know there's a lot of people out there who think that would be tough, but he was, I would call him the singing postman. He had a secret desire to be in Broadway musicals, and the guy had incredible talent. He was 6'4" and good looking, and just one of those very charismatic people. I would compare him, for those of you that knew Jeff Mack, very, good-looking, charismatic type of guy. And he went out, and the same thing happened to him. He went out and generated so much money that one of his dreams, when we talked about dream boards and everything, he always had this dream. He could never afford it with his wife, Barbie. He had this dream of getting a Harley Davidson and put it on his dream board, and never achieved that as a postman. But when he joined us in a business, he went out and same thing happened. Being able to earn that kind of income just threw him to the moon, changed his life forever. And then I found this interview with one of my mentors and one of the people that both Cindy and Liz know very well. Malin and I are really, really good friends with, and that's Nathan Ricks. Nathan is ranked as eighth in the world, all-time income earners in Business for Home magazine, and that's an industry trade that kind of keeps track of all the people in our industry and how well they're doing, and so you can see what's going on. And in this interview, Nathan talks about enthusiasm, attitude, staying away from negativity, focus, commitment, consistency. He talks about all kinds of things. And it made me think of one of the guys that, we'd personally sponsored, Randy Schrader, who used to always say, hey, we must be chemically imbalanced towards the positive. And if there's not a truer statement, I don't know what is. But we had lots of time to talk with Nathan on different subjects and things. And one time we flew down to, the Kentucky Derby. And we actually went to the Breeders' Cup in Churchill Downs with Nathan, because Nathan made so much money, he owned these stud horses down in Kentucky. And I had no idea. And he took us behind the scenes and he took us out to these ranches and farms. They were the most beautiful farms I think I've ever seen, the most magnificent. manicured farms ever to look at his racehorses, and it was such a great experience. And of course, that's in the news right now because the owner who just won the Kentucky Derby was apparently caught using steroids for the horse that went on and won. But I'll never forget that time. Anyway, so in this interview, I'm going to jump all over a little bit to find just certain segments, because obviously we don't have the time this morning, and maybe we'll break this down into a couple segments, but some really, really interesting things that I think you guys would appreciate. The first one is you haven't got time to be around negative people, and so I'm going to just go to that, and so have a little patience while I jump around, if you don't mind.
Brody, as you guys have heard my story, I sponsored 33 people the first year. 33. Okay? I wanted to see who would play the game. At the end of that first year, 20 of them had, in essence, quit your time. You can't let anybody waste it. All right? You've got to be very focused on who you're going to spend your time with. That's what I do today. I train myself in those days, and it's a habit that I've acquired and you need to acquire. I listen to everybody. When you call me, I listen to the tone of your voice. I look in your eyes. I'm watching you. I'm watching your actions. I'm seeing who's really serious, because I've got to make judgments about who I'm going to spend my time with. I don't have time to spend with everybody in my downline. I've got to decide who I'm going to work with, who's got the greatest potential for return. That's really the way it is. And so I'm making judgments all the time. I'm listening to you. I'm watching you. I'm looking at your actions. I'm listening to the tone of your voice. Don't call me with that nasal voice. Okay? It's really hard, you know. I don't know if I can do the internet. Okay? If you give me that nasal voice, I will give you dial tone pretty fast. Because I don't have time to waste with people that are going to be whiners and complainers, like Harv talked about a minute ago, because they've already got all kinds of stuff screwed up, okay? I just know that that's really a long shot. And so I'm going to work with people that are positive, that are calling me. You know, I'm not calling them every second, right? You have those people, you call them, come on, man, it's going to be really good. Man, you won't believe that conference. That conference is incredible. Too bad you went ever so sky high. Come on. You pump them up. Guys all pumped up. Here you go. I got it. I'm going to do it. Call them the next day. Guys all, oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a bad night, you know. All of a sudden, come on. You can do it. I got it. Next day, same thing. Deflated. Do you have time to do that? No, you don't. You do not have time. They will suck your energy out of your body. They will suck you dry. Do you get that? You've got to guard your attitude like a big dog. Attitude is everything, right? It really is. Don't you believe that? You create your own reality by what you perceive. Your perceptions of this company and what you can do is your reality. If you want to change your reality, you change your perception, right? How do you change that? Go watch the goal setting video we did, okay? That's how you change your perception of reality. People say, well, you get them in the room and you just want them to drink your Kool-Aid. You bet. We want to drink all the Kool-Aid we can because it's not really good out there, you know? What's the options you have? You want to go drink their, you know, lemonade? No. You don't have anything out there. There is nothing to go back to. There's no job you're going to go get that's going to be like this. Why would you ever go back to prison when you're free? You don't want to do that, right? That's the point of it. So, yes, your life is made up of you drinking the Kool-Aid, you guys. It's called positive thoughts, positive words, positive action, doing something great for other people, helping them solve their problem, right? Isn't that it? That is it. That's what we do.
Okay, so that made me think of Andy, when Andy was talking about that. And then he talks about having a positive posture here in when you're out there recruiting. So hang on here. Let me just go to that.
I put him on the phone with the company and signed him up on that phone call. And that day, it was a $250 little skincare package in a blue bag, all shrink-wrapped together. And I got that thing out in the mail to him. And before we hung up, I said, Richmond, do you really want out? I said, listen, I just started this thing, but I am dead serious. I am going to kill this thing. I said, I'm looking for my leaders. I said, are you serious? I got to know. Because I'm not going to waste my time with you if you're not serious. I said, if you're really serious, can you guys hear my posture? I'm not going, oh, will you do it? I mean, would you consider working with me? I don't talk like that to people. I say, I'm picking my team. You know, do you want to be? Listen to those words. Write them down, you guys. I'm selecting my generals. Okay? And I said, how serious are you? Because if you are, I expect you to call me every day. I want to do 2 or 3 3-way calls every day, and we are going to build your team. And he said, I'll do it. And he did it. And he called me 2, 3, 4 times a day. He really wanted this. He saw it. He was serious about it. Okay? One of the people we talked to one day was sitting right there. Is sitting right there.
Anyway, there he's talking a little bit about his, attitude that you need to have when you're doing it, your posture and your recruiting. You know, you shouldn't be out there begging people to come and join you. You're out there helping them live a healthier lifestyle that could change their life forever. And I thought it was important when he said, you know, you have to keep blinders on. So now I'm going to a different interview, and so it's not a little hyped up. He's not on stage in front of people. He's just answering some interviewer's questions, and I just want you to hear what he says. First of all, there's only a 10-second clip here about what you should be looking for from a company standpoint. So let me just find that for a sec right here.
And the difference is that if you can find a great company, you can find honest people,
right,
and you can end up finding products that are real,
right,
then you can build a real business. And that's where I think the public gets confused. And part of the problem is the industry is confused.
Sure.
Unfortunately.
Sure.
So I thought that was great. Nathan just made a very slight point there, but he said, I don't know if you caught it. He said, if you can find a company, if you could find honest people, and if you could find a company with great products that are real, then you can build a real business. And, I thought back to my days in selling skincare, and that's just what we had. We had a business selling skincare. And as you heard Nate mention, those little skincare kits were $250 for a skincare kit. Here we are 30 years later. And, you know, our packs are, I call them health packs because they help you feel healthier and more alive and more energy to be able to keep going in daily life. And there's a big difference between a health pack and a skincare pack. And we have a skincare pack for people who want it. So we have the best of all worlds from my standpoint that way. But he said when you find a great company with real products and you can build a real business. And again, coming back to Andy's point before the call, man, we have, you know, he was just so genuine in his excitement about that. So now I want to just go to where he gets asked, well, why are you so different? Why are you successful? So let me go back to that, and we'll end on this.
You made $40 million. In commissions in the 20-some years that you've, you know, a little bit more than 20 years that you've been involved with the profession. What makes you so special? I mean, everybody out there wants to have the results. They want to have the private jet. They want to live in an amazing house. They want to be able to kind of have the lifestyle stuff too. What makes you different than the other people in the profession that don't have the results that you have?
Well, this, you know, I'm no different than anybody else. You know, that's one of the misconceptions is people think somebody...
But you have to be, somehow.
People think, though, that, you know, well, they jump into their pants both legs at a time in the morning and they're somehow superhuman or they're better or different. That's not really true. I think the only place that people that are really successful might be different than the masses is two things. One, they know how to focus on something, on one thing, and they know how to commit to that, okay? And then they just stay consistent in that commitment.
And so focus and consistency, really?
Yeah, really. I think that's really it. You know, of course, you've got to have, you know, the right vehicle and the right
thing,
the right
assuming that's all
you've got, the opportunity that's all equal. The thing that separates two people would be that one person is very focused. They know how to focus, and that's really hard for, you know, entrepreneurial people to do, or people that even have ADD,
right?
Which I think a lot of people in my group has,
right,
and that's okay. I mean, you know, the people that didn't fit the regular corporate environment, they couldn't put up with all the baloney and the memos and the politics. You know, they were looking for a better way
right.
to utilize their energy and their skills and their talent. And that's great. And I think a lot of that kind of personality gravitates towards what we do because it suits them so well. They're so good at it. Fits their personality. But the fact is, they have a hard time putting the blinders on. And when you make a decision, you know, the biggest thing that's really critical is you got to put the blinders on. It's like a horse that has blinders on so he's not distracted and looking all over the place. You want to just get focused on that one objective and then be absolutely consistent every day. And that's the biggest thing people can do.
Hmm.
You know, people say, well, I'm committed. They don't even know what it means when they say the word to be
sure.
committed, you know. I mean, people don't know commitment. They don't know what it means to do that.
Yeah, they're looking for, well, don't you think that so many people come in with this lottery mentality, you know, hoping to get in quick before their neighbor does, they're not necessarily learning the skills.
Well, that mentality is appropriate in a pyramid scheme
sure.
where you've got to be the first one in.
Sure.
But with this company, I didn't join until it was 5 years old.
Right, right.
I wouldn't even look at one
right.
unless it's 5 years old because they don't even know. They don't know if they can even pay the plan they promised.
Exactly.
Right? So for me, I think once you've decided, it doesn't really matter how old the company is or any of that stuff. That's really immaterial. What matters truly is, can you really focus and can you really be committed?
Okay, so I just want to go over that as we end the call this morning. There's some really, really great nuggets of information that were shared there by one of the greatest, most successful distributors in the world of network marketing. Enthusiasm, attitude, negativity. And then when he got asked the question, what's the difference between you and everybody else? He basically said, it's my ability to focus, it's my ability to commit, and the consistency towards that commitment so that they, you know, on a daily basis, I come back at it. And so, guys, I want you to know that there's no difference between being part-time or full-time, except in the amount of hours, obviously, that you spend doing the business. And, you know, whether you sell food storage for a living or Learjets for a living, that doesn't matter because the exact same principles involved in selling are equal. The opportunity to earn more is the only difference whether you do networking full-time or part-time. It really doesn't matter. The exact same principles involved in networking are equal. So the opportunity to earn more is only because you can build a bigger team, right? It just depends on where you wish to come in and your enthusiasm, attitude, commitment, and the consistency towards that that make the difference. Okay, that was the thoughts I wanted to share with you because so many times I hear our distributors, you know, just saying, hey, I'm going to go do that, but are you really going to do that? Or are you just spinning your wheels and clearing your desk? That's the thing. So with that, guys, just know we love you, but we think we are an honest company with honest products that are real and a great comp plan to be able to pay you doing that. So with that, let's look towards a positive day and a positive rest of the week. We appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.